Miles Fish, professor of music at Northwest Arkansas Community College, has taken a deep dive doing research with Vivaldi, Mozart, and now he turns his hands to Beethoven. He visited Bonn, Germany last year to scour Beethoven's own letters and letters from Beethoven's contemporaries. He presents the information he discovered in a lecture and recital Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at Northwest Arkansas Community College's Recital Hall on their campus in Bentonville. Ahead of his lecture and performance, I had a chance to speak with him about all things Beethoven. First off, I wanted to learn what he discovered, what he found out.
We know that he had an alcoholic father. We also know that his grandmother was a chronic alcoholic. We know that he grew up in what we call dysfunctional households now. I don't think I realized the degree of heartache and pain this guy went through, especially when his mom died, his dad went off the deep end, and he was in charge of raising his two younger brothers. Now, he had been in Vienna for 2 weeks, and he was there to study with Mozart. And all of that had been set up, and all of a sudden he gets word that his mom, back in Bonn, Germany, is dying. So he goes all the way back to Bonn and then ends up being there for 3 or 4 years after his mom dies because there's nobody to look after his brothers. So he stays there. He gets a job with the court orchestra. He does all of these things to do the right thing. When he finally gets his brothers up to an age to where they can support themselves, he goes back to Vienna, never goes back to Bonn again. I think the hardships that he had, I didn't realize. I think another thing that I uncovered that was the fact that, and maybe it was because of his upbringing, he could be a ruthless person. And he went through his entire life, I think, sabotaging his own relationships. There were only two that I can find relationships that he had back in Bonn that he continued through his life. Now, whether it was a musician friend, a composer friend, whether it was a girlfriend, and he had many of them, he always sabotaged those relationships. And we know this because we have so many letters that still survive when he would write and apologize. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I behaved that way, but I did. Can you ever forgive me? And sometimes they would forgive him, and sometimes it was like, you know, third time and you're out. No more. So he went through a complete lifetime of sabotaging just about every good friend that he had to where when he died, he died a pretty lonely guy. Then there are other, I think, interesting things. The Eroica, the Third Symphony, to be a real fixation for me because it was such a turning point for Beethoven. He had paid attention to his teacher Haydn and to the ghost that lived with him forever, Mozart, in his first two symphonies. And they were just about the same length, and they were very substantially classical form, etc. When he got to the third, he literally wrote down, "Today I'm taking a different path." And when he started working on the third, he decided for himself that what art was about the expression of the guy that was creating it, and it had to express himself. And he said, all of these forms that we have are not supposed to constrain the artist. They're just supposed to allow the artist to express himself. So I'm not going to be encumbered by the sonata allegro form, although he used it in all nine symphonies. I'm not going to be encumbered by that. I'm just going to use these things, but I'm going to do it my way. And we know from the Third Symphony on, that's exactly what he did. It was twice as long as anything anybody had ever done before, and it was universally panned, I'll put it that way. They weren't ready for it. They didn't like it, etc.
It was new music.
It was new music. It was a new Beethoven.
What characterizes Beethoven? What makes Beethoven Beethoven?
You know, I'm not really sure. He was not a nice person to know, so we know that doesn't figure into the equation. He wasn't especially honest. We know that. We've got that in writing. He mistreated his girlfriends, and he mistreated the musicians, and he mistreated the other people. But somehow people continue to forgive him over and over and over because the music that he produced seemed to overpower everything else. Beethoven, to me, is Beethoven just by listening. I already confessed my fixation with the Eroica, so I can often rely on that, as he still used the building blocks that Mozart and that Haydn had used, but he expanded them and changed them so just to suit his mood. The first movement, instead of an introduction, there's an introduction and it's two chords, no more. And there's a coda, and the coda is 140 measures long. So he does all of these bizarre things, and he was so criticized for what they kept calling the piling up of musical ideas. And they kept saying, you know, Beethoven has all these great ideas, but he just lets them pile up and he never develops them. I think that's what I like about him. I like the fact that it's got this Fantasia Rhapsody feel about it, where he keeps your interest. And I know another thing from having taught music appreciation is that once I get the students kind of in sync to listen for all these different things this guy is going to do, because you're not going to be bored. The idea is not going to be overdeveloped. It's going to be, he's going to shock you, or he's going to amuse you, or he's going to allow you to relax, but it's not going to last long because something else is coming up soon. And I think in this fast-paced world that we live in, our lives are kind of like that. So I think that some of us can identify with that sort of music. But I do think that's what makes Beethoven Beethoven to me, and what I like so much about him.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking all things Beethoven today.
Thank you, Katie.
That's Miles Fish, professor of music at Northwest Arkansas Community College. He presents Tweeting Beethoven. He said, she said. He presents Tweeting Beethoven. He said, they said. A lecture and recital Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Arkansas Community College Recital Hall. That's on their Bentonville campus. It's free and open to the public. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note on 91.3 KUAF.